The Mormon Channel presents the 179th Semiannual General Conference Highlights. President Thomas S. Monson.
This morning, I'm pleased to announce five additional temples for which sites are being acquired and which in coming months and years will be built in the following locations: Brigham City, Utah; Concepcion, Chile; Fortaleza, Brazil; Fort Lauderdale, Florida; and Sapporo, Japan. Millions of ordinances are performed in the temples each year in behalf of our deceased loved ones. May we continue to be faithful in performing such ordinances for those who are unable to do so for themselves. I would ask that your faith and prayers continue to be offered in behalf of those areas where our influence is limited and where we are not allowed to share the gospel freely at this time. Miracles can occur as we do so.
Elder Richard G. Scott.
Father in heaven knew that you'd face challenges that would require to make decisions that would be beyond your own ability to decide correctly. In his plan of happiness, he included a provision for you to receive help with such challenges and decisions during your mortal life. That assistance will come to you through the Holy Ghost as spiritual guidance. It's a power beyond your own capability that a loving Heavenly Father wants you to use consistently for your peace and happiness.
Elder David A. Bednar.
Marriage between a man and a woman is ordained of God, and the family is central to the Creator's plan for the eternal destiny of His children. For these and other eternally important reasons, we should be more diligent and concerned at home. May every spouse, every child, and every parent be blessed to communicate and receive love, to bear and be edified by strong testimony, and to become more consistent in the seemingly small things that matter so much. In these important pursuits, we will never be left alone. Our Heavenly Father and His beloved Son live. They love us and know our circumstances, and they will help us to become more diligent and concerned at home.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
Love is the guiding light that illuminates the disciples' path and fills our daily walk with life, meaning, and wonder. Love is the measure of our faith, the inspiration for our obedience, and the true altitude of our discipleship. Love is the way of the disciple. I testify that God is in His heaven. He lives. He knows and loves you. He's mindful of you. He hears your prayers and knows the desires of your heart. He's filled with infinite love for you.
Elder Dallin H. Oaks.
I have been impressed to speak about God's love and God's commandments. My message is that God's universal and perfect love is shown in all the blessings of His gospel plan, including the fact that His choicest blessings are reserved for those who obey His laws. These are eternal principles that should guide parents in their love and teaching of their children.
Elder Robert D. Hales.
Your personal knowledge of God is not only the greatest gift you will ever give, it will bring the greatest joy you will ever have. As a special witness of the only begotten Son of our loving Heavenly Father, even Jesus Christ, I testify that God lives. I know He lives. I promise that if you and those you love will seek Him in all humility, sincerity, and diligence, you will know with an assurity too. Your witness will come, and the blessings of knowing God will be yours and your family's forever.
Elder Neil L. Anderson.
For most, repenting is quiet and quite private, daily seeking the Lord's help to make needed changes. For most, repentance is more a journey than a one-time event. It is not easy. To change is difficult. It requires running into the wind, swimming upstream. Jesus said, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Repentance is turning away from some things, such as dishonesty, pride, anger, and impure thoughts, and turning toward other things, such as kindness, unselfishness, patience, and spirituality. It is returning toward God.
President Boyd K. Packer.
That sweet, quiet voice of inspiration comes more as a feeling than it does as a sound. Pure intelligence can be spoken into the mind. The Holy Ghost can communicate with our spirits through the mind more than through the physical senses. This guidance comes as thoughts, as feelings, through promptings and impression. We may feel the words of spiritual communication more than hear them, and see with spiritual eyes rather than with mortal eyes.
Young men, you're your father's pride and joy. And you, they see the promising future and their hope for a better, improved version of themselves. Your accomplishments are a joy to them. Your worries and problems are their worries and problems. Fathers, you're the primary model of manhood for your sons. You're their most meaningful mentor. And believe it or not, you are their hero in countless ways. Your words and your example are a great influence on them.
President Dieter F. Uchtdorf.
I know this for a certainty. It is often in the trial of adversity that we learn those most critical lessons that form our character and shape our destiny. I pray that during the coming months and years, we can fill our hours and days with righteous work. I pray that we will seek to learn and improve our minds and hearts by drinking deeply from the pure fountains of truth.
President Henry B. Eyring.
The destiny of the rising generation of priesthood holders is far more than to be ready to bring God's power down to heal the sick. The preparation is to be ready to go and do whatever the Lord wants done as the world is preparing for His coming. None of us knows exactly what those errands will be, but we know what it will take to be ready so each of us can prepare. What you will need in the dramatic moment will be built in the steady performance of obedient service.
President Thomas S. Monson.
My brethren, we're all susceptible to those feelings which, if left unchecked, can lead to anger. We experience displeasure or irritation or antagonism. And if we so choose, we lose our temper and become angry with others. Ironically, those others are often members of our own families, the people we really love the most. May we make a conscious decision, each time such a decision must be made, to refrain from anger and to leave unsaid the harsh and hurtful things we may be tempted to say.
President Henry B. Eyring.
Love is the motivating principle by which the Lord leads us along the way towards becoming like Him, our perfect example. Our way of life, hour by hour, must be filled with the love of God and love for others. There is no surprise in that, since the Lord proclaimed that as the first and great commandment. It is love of God that will lead us to keep His commandments. And love of others is at the heart of our capacity to obey Him.
Elder L. Tom Perry.
May we all learn both of the important lessons taught by the shipbuilders from Norway who constructed the roof of the Manti Temple, the principles and truths of the past to help us face the future. And second, may we learn from their desire to share what they knew with others to help build the kingdom of God. The second lesson, if learned well, will help many others of our brothers and sisters, fellow sons and daughters of God, face the uncertain future with the same eternal assurance we have.
Elder Russell M. Nelson.
Even more amazing than modern technology is our opportunity to access information directly from heaven without hardware, software, or monthly service fees. It's one of the most marvelous gifts the Lord has offered to mortals. It is His generous invitation to ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. This timeless offer to provide personal revelation is extended to all of His children. It almost sounds too good to be true, but it is true.
President Thomas S. Monson.
My brothers and sisters, we are surrounded by those in need of our attention, our encouragement, our support, our comfort, our kindness. Be they family members, friends, acquaintances, or strangers. We are the Lord's hands here upon the earth with a mandate to serve and to lift His children. He is dependent upon each of us.
Elder Jeffrey R. Holland.
I ask that my testimony of the Book of Mormon and all that it implies, given today under my oath and my office, be recorded by men on earth and angels in heaven. I want it absolutely clear when I stand before the judgment bar of God that I declared to the world in the most straightforward language I could summon that the Book of Mormon is true, that it came forth the way Joseph said it came forth and was given to bring happiness and hope to the faithful in the travail of the last days.
Elder Quentin L. Cook.
My hope is that each of us will review individually and as families the stewardships for which we have responsibility and accountability. I pray that we will do so, knowing we are ultimately accountable to God, and that in this life we will be adhering to the unenforceable. I am grateful for the counsel of a loving, faithful prophet to serve and rescue those in need. As we follow his counsel, I know we will qualify for the Lord's promise, and whoso is found a faithful, a just, and a wise steward shall enter into the joy of his Lord and shall inherit eternal life.
Elder D. Todd Christofferson.
In the end, it is only an internal moral compass in each individual that can effectively deal with the root causes as well as symptoms of societal decay. Societies will struggle in vain to establish the common good until sin is denounced as sin and moral discipline takes its place in the pantheon of civic virtues. Moral discipline is learned at home. While we cannot control what others may or may not do, the Latter-day Saints can certainly stand with those who demonstrate virtue in their own lives and inculcate virtue in the rising generation.
President Thomas S. Monson.
I love you, my brothers and sisters. I pray for you. I would ask once again that you would remember me and all the general authorities in your prayers. We are one with you in moving forward this marvelous work. I testify to you that we are all in this together, and that every man, woman, and child has a part to play. May God give us the strength and the ability and the determination to play our part well.